Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back, Team 980 Odyssey app. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. He'll be back with you on Wednesday. Scott Jackson in for Kevin over these next few days. We will talk all things NFL in the next hour with Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports, NFL writer based out of Philly. And we'll talk certainly some Eagles. They had an open practice yesterday. I want to say yesterday, question mark. Yeah, I believe it was yesterday in Philly at the Link. And people are raving about A.J. Brown, shocker, and Jalen Hurts. So a little different vibe there from, say, some of the inaccuracies here of their former quarterback, Carson Wentz. Two quarterbacks, you know, two places removed Carson Wentz. So we'll see, and I'm sure Jeff will have some thoughts. All Eagles fans have thoughts on their former quarterback. All of them do. They all have their own theories on them. All right, Richmond Times-Dispatch this morning. Michael Phillips has a story up. It says, latest filing with NFL shows commanders making strides in reforming workplace. The NFL received the third in a continuing series of reports on the commanders, Washington Commanders organizational culture last week. One of the conditions imposed after the league's investigation to allege rampant sexual misconduct by team executives. The report, which surveyed employees anonymously, was obtained by the Richmond Times-Dispatch, gave the team high marks in its efforts to create a diverse and inclusive culture, but noted that media attention around the continued investigation of owner Dan Snyder is obscuring the work in the eyes of employees. Summary read in part, quote, our confidential interviews confirm the trend seen in previous reports under the leadership of Ron Rivera and his team. Football operations has established a strong values-driven culture and created many described as a family within the staff. Team President Jason Wright also received strong marks, particularly for building diversity in executive ranks. In an interview with the Times-Dispatch, Wright said he wants people to understand the co-owners, Dan and Tanya Snyder, have given the team broad latitude to enact change. Quote here from Jason Wright to the Times-Dispatch, it says, if people can take anything from the report, it's that we have been empowered to do this. It's a credit to Dan and Tanya. People don't like to talk about that. I'm sorry, pop-up ads. Oh, my goodness, pop-up ads, the worst. Where were we? Oh, my God, Richmond Times-Dispatch. I'm giving you guys love here, and you just screw me with your stupid pop-up ads. It's a credit to Dan and Tanya. People don't like to talk about that, but we have been able, oh, my, they did it again, to do this sort of thing, and it doesn't happen with most owners in the NFL, end of quote. Now, I don't doubt all this stuff because I've heard all this stuff without doing a report from people that work there. Very high marks for Ron and Tanya Snyder, and for Ron and with Tanya Snyder now in charge, and with Jason Wright obviously saying he's got the power to do it, and that's very true. But let's also take a step back and realize, like, what other choice do they have? I mean, it was that, or like, we'll take the team from you, or try to at least. I mean, come on. And that's great, and I hope this continues and they head down this road, but here's the reality, and we all know this, and we all don't want to admit it, and we put our heads in the pillow at night, and you just say, oh, my God, I hope this stays, is, you know, the end of the day, the owners are still the owners, right? And the people that work for the owners are employees, and they're not going to be here forever. They don't own the team, you know? Jason Wright, would he be a good owner? Probably, really good, you know? Ron would be a great owner, you know? As well, but they don't. They work for the people. And yes, for now, everything's super. We've had these different moments in this organization's lifespan with this ownership group where there have been some really high-level moments. Well, not really high-level, but you know what I mean, where you felt better moments. 4 years of Joe Gibbs, for example. He felt better. Maybe, I don't know, for the guy who usually is here, he'd say the years of Shanahan. I never really felt great about that. But outside of 2012, I never felt really great about that time, but whatever. So, you have these different moments where it feels like, okay, yeah, we're headed the right direction. Schottenheimer, the 1 year. Amazing. But then that wasn't fun. But again, that's all in the past. I know, we're a new chapter, people. That's fine. So that's cool. I hope it heads this direction, continues going this way. That's great. That's good. Obviously, winning is really what people care about here. You know, they don't really care about, unfortunately, these other things as much. They're gonna be focused on the results on the field if those continue that way. But the thing that worries you is, yes, even though people have been put into place to do the right things, and there have been in the past some people. I mean, look, Brian LaFemina came here with a clear vision, a good-hearted guy, a guy who's highly respected in other places. And, I mean, they lopped the poor man's head off after, you know, basically a year, you know. So, this thing is so with, you know, eyes on from the NFL now, you got to think this isn't going to – they're not going to be able to just change it all of a sudden. So that's good, I suppose, encouraging. And then that it can stay on this track and the people can feel, you know, empowered at their job and not be freaked out that something crazy is going to happen at all times. But, you know, again, it's hard for many people that I discuss this with and even, you know, to buy in that it's always going to be just, it's just, you know, everything's going to be fine. We got to buy into it because, again, it owners are owners. Like, they still, you know, that's where it has to change. And beyond the workplace environment stuff, with Dan's time, you know, there was a patience issue. Then there's just like the picking the right people. There's, you know, just everything. Whatever you want to look at it, look at the record. You say, you put the right people in place and it went. Well, you know, whatever. It's just the track record. Eventually, scoreboard matters, right? And the scoreboard has not been good. So, again, we'll sit here and watch it play out in real time, and hope it heads that way. I mean, you know, stays that track, stays the course, if you will. And that's good that, you know, Jason Wright and Ron feel that way. But I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's just some media creation that people are skeptical, because clearly you got three municipalities that haven't really jumped all into, you know, do a stadium. You got a lot of things going on there, and you can say it's the media reporting, the Congressional Oversight Committee, whatever it is, but there's a reason they're involved. You know, I mean, there's a reason for all this stuff. Whether you want to call it, say, hey, it's the past, just leave it alone. I mean, that's fine, but, you know, people do things in the past that they have to pay consequences for at some point. And maybe this final report, whenever the NFL's thing comes out, if it exonerates them clearly, then, you know, yes, boom, you know, all forces ahead and all is forgiven. Maybe not. But you know what I mean. Then people will move forward with everything and not be skeptical. But still, I mean, you still got to do a little bit more than just, hey, over the last so many months, you know, we've done this. I mean, we haven't even been in a year. I guess it has been about a year into this process with Tanya Snyder obviously running the day-to-day. But Dan obviously still has very much input. I mean, look, the name Commanders, come on, people. We're not stupid. We understand. He had input. He's at the unveiling. You know, Roger Goodell can sit here and throw this stuff out every once in a while to whatever for the national people that aren't paying attention to this team, saying that he's not around, but we all know he was around last season. Like, come on. Come on. I just never understood that. I mean, if you wanted to suspend the guy, then suspend the guy. Don't pretend that you sort of suspended him, like a double secret probation. He's not around that much. No, he is. Okay? He was. And will be, I would assume, when the season starts. So, anyway. It's just, that's good. That's good. That is a good report. And I don't know how often they're going to have to do this or how long this lasts. That's an interesting part of this whole process, right? Like, how long do they have to continue to, is this third in a continuing series of reports? Like, how many reports are there? Like, how many chapters of these reports do you have? And how long does it last? But at the end of it all, you know, where people are pointing the finger, that hasn't changed, you know. It's still, that remains the same. So we'll see. And again, ultimately, wins and losses are what the majority of the fan base are going to care about. Yeah. All the other things are great, you know, appreciate the community stuff. But the team was always putting back in. I mean, they did a lot of charitable things over the years. You know, I mean, that hasn't really changed. I mean, they did that. But, you know, ultimately, were you successful? Were you winning? Were you not in the headlines for all the wrong reasons? Those are the things long term that matter. And again, the winning part of it as well. So good step. Happy to see it. But I understand the skepticism. And ultimately, you know, when they start the season and the games start, all this stuff will kind of go to the back burner, much like it was last year. I mean, when the season started last year, I mean, even in October, whatever it was, like, all that other stuff didn't matter. And then, of course, you know, whoever the genius was who leaked the Gruden emails, you know, from the NFL officer, whoever it was, it had to be either one or two places, somebody from the NFL office, the Commanders, certainly, or maybe, you know, there's some conspiracy theory somebody from the Raiders did. I don't believe that for a second, but whatever. And they wouldn't have had it anyway because this is from John Gruden's personal email. But really, up to that point, I mean, it was people were moving on and forgotten about everything. Not forgotten about it, but you know what I mean. I mean, it was the majority, the feeling around it was just, you know, you're in the season, that's going on, that's all that matters. The other stuff was kind of on the back burner. But boom, that came out, and here we are. Congressional Oversight Committee and waiting out another investigation and all this other stuff that kind of snowballed off from all that Gruden email mess. So, again, hopefully it stays in the right direction, but I think people are well aware and keen to the idea that, yes, Wright, Rivera, high marks, awesome. However, they don't own it. You know, that's how it's going to shake out long term. We'll see, but it obviously has to be a true buy-in from the owner to do things differently and correctly, and certainly better than he's ever done before, because we've had enough time here together to understand that the way they've done it before has not worked. Short spurts, okay, but never to a high level, never to a high consistent winning organization level. So until you see it, it all just sounds great. But you need to see it happen in practice. And I'm glad they're doing it every day. And good for them. Good for the people that work there, because there's been a lot of well-meaning people that have come through there that have been run off. I mean, not everybody that leaves there is leaving there because they're a bad person. You know, there's some real talented people that have left there just because they're just worn out from it. So I get it. But again, show me. Is it Missouri is the show me? Yeah, I think it's Missouri. Just show me. Let's see it happen. All right, coming up, we will dive into what was the biggest story in sports about a month ago when we heard that he wanted out of Brooklyn, but has seemed to go nowhere. The Kevin Durant trade, where is it? When is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? We'll deal with that. Plus, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll dive back into some Commanders issues with the offense, and is 33 days enough to fix some of the ills that we've seen at these open session of practices. We'll discuss that. Scott Jackson with you here. It's the Team 980 in on the Kevin Sheehan Show and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back. Kevin Sheehan Show. Kevin's out. Scott Jackson with you till tomorrow. Yes, Kevin's back Wednesday. I'm looking at my schedule here. This, of course, always live and free on the Odyssey app here on the Team 980. All right, you can always tweet me up at Jackson Sports. Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports will join us. Is he at 8 or 8:30, Denton?
He is at 8:30.
Okay, I have two different things here. Okay, thank you. He is at 8:30. All right, so 8:30 next hour, based at a Philly national NFL writer, and we'll talk all things Eagles. Probably get his thoughts on Carson Wentz here, and obviously what's going on in Cleveland. My goodness, they can't stay out of the headlines for all kinds of drama. All right, so Ian Begley from SNY New York had a story over the weekend that there is a lot of pessimism surrounding a Kevin Durant deal completed in the near future. While the Brooklyn Nets have obviously failed to generate a worthy offer for Durant, Begley also notes that they have struggled to find a third or fourth team to facilitate such a trade. The Nets held out hope throughout the process that Durant would eventually retract this trade request, but as of this time, there is no evidence suggesting he has done so. With under 2 months to go before the start of training camp, the Nets have plenty of time to seek out better trade offers or circumstances around the league change, obviously. But right now, it appears that the Nets and Durant are in a holding pattern. Latest development obviously had them discuss a deal centered around Jaylen Brown with Boston. Those talks apparently, were weeks ago, didn't go anywhere. Begley also reports that Kyrie Irving is, quote, in a good place with the Nets after the contentious contract talks earlier this offseason. Many insiders reported that Irving wants to play for the Lakers. With 1 year left on his max deal, he could decide to sign there next offseason to reunite with, obviously, LeBron James. I'll tell you what, I would love to see it, and I know it's probably not going to happen, but there was a rumor at one point that maybe they could do a deal, the Lakers and the Nets, that would have Russell Westbrook coming back to the Nets, which would be cool because that would mean Westbrook and Durant would be reunited. Just a sick sense of humor I have, I think it would be great, but it doesn't look like it will happen, sadly. All right, so there's no momentum for Durant. And look, to the Nets' credit, they have not cowered to the pressures of a star player saying, hey, I want out, and the agency and all that stuff. Because, look, at the end of the day, Durant's got 4 more years on this contract, right? He's signed through 2026 when the deal goes up to $54.7 million, right? I mean, this is very much a situation where it is, it would be, I hate to say precedent setting, because whatever the hell that means in the NBA – the world of the NBA, where it's, a soap opera every offseason. I mean, but it would be precedent-setting to have a guy be able to come in and demand to get out, and then you doing so to, his two favorite places, Phoenix or Miami. Well, that's great. None of those teams have anything worthwhile that they're willing to send back, so You know, I mean, hell, Miami, they don't have anything you'd want outside of maybe Jimmy Butler, quite frankly. And, you know, there's no reason to do it if you don't have to. Because, again, what, you know, Kevin, is he going to retire? I don't think he is. He isn't threatening that yet. But, and again, you got Irving's contract coming off next year. You just got Ben Simmons before the deadline. He ain't even played yet. When you wanted to see this group together, at some point, you would think you would. I mean, I don't think it's a championship team, but look, still pretty damn good. Well, I mean, when they're well, and then, you know, Joe Harris coming back, who didn't play last year, helped space the floor better. I mean, they do have some parts. And look, again, I don't think they're a championship team. I think Boston's probably better. But in Milwaukee, when Milwaukee's well, but at the same time, yeah, I don't think I'd give up on it just because the player wants me to. I would try to make it work. But if I was really looking to move him, maybe call the team in his hometown, your Washington Wizards. Supposedly the Wizards have reached out. Now, I don't know what they've reached out with or what they've talked about, but you can't help but notice, right? Okay, do the math. Durant, 44.199. Kristaps Porzingis is at 33.833, and he's got one more year left on his contract. This is it. You know, he can opt out after the season, which might be attractive to the Nets, right? So they would be losing Durant and the Irving money in the same offseason, right? So they could almost reset the team if they wanted to, if you took Porzingis on. Or maybe, you know, maybe he opts in and he stays at $36 million, whatever, but it's still just one more year. So then you look at that and you say, okay, so Durant makes $44 million, and, you know, again, I'm not a cap guru here, but you got to get the salaries to match up. Then you say, hey, we got a million guys on rookie deals. Do you like Rui? Do you like Denny? Do you want Johnny Davis? I mean, you know, whatever. Corey Kispert. You know, you pick. You know, you pick, you know, let's get that money up closer to each other. Whatever it may be. Throw in, you know, people that will make that deal work and go from there. And I'm sure the Nets would also want draft picks from you. And you're like, well, Durant's getting older. Are you crazy? Would you do that? Yeah, I would, man. I would totally do that. You're damn right. I mean, look, we've been bemoaning the fact that they, you know, Supermax Bradley Beal, he doesn't, you know, he isn't selling jerseys. He's not drawn to the arena. Guess who would do all that stuff? Yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah, you'd see some Wizards uniforms flying off the racks. You'd see some people paying to get down to Cap One Arena. I mean, he's going to be 34 early when the season starts. To be 34, still got a lot to offer. Still got a lot to offer. Premier scorer. He would make your team, him and Beal and whoever else. Give me, I could find the other three guys in the local Y. I don't care. That's a good starting place. Be much better. Now, I know he's not wanted to play here in the past. He had a chance to, you know, to be wooed by this group in the offseason of KD to DC offseason, which never went anywhere. That campaign did not go anywhere in the summer of 16. Well aware of it. My heart was broken. But, you know, times change. Desperate times come to desperate measures, right? I don't know. Maybe the Nets wouldn't want to do it in the division, in the conference, you know, too close together, whatever. But if you're looking for the best interest of the Nets and you just want to start over next offseason, I mean, that would be a way to do it. Taking on the Porzingis expiring, you know, maybe get a couple players you'd like or a player you like, some picks from this team. And from the Wizards standpoint, and again, I was – paying pretty close attention to the Beal presser a few weeks ago when the owner said he thinks they're one player away. And I said to myself, well, who's that one player? Giannis, LeBron, you know, I was going on and on and on. I'm thinking to myself, you know, come on, they're more than one player away. But tell you what, not to say they'd be the team to beat in the East, but they would move up significantly if you got Durant here. And you would move up significantly, even with whatever they would take from you beyond Porzingis. I know we haven't even had a chance to get to the love Kristaps, but whatever. For Durant, see ya. Don't think it would happen, but, you know, when these things drag out like this, you always wonder, wait for the unexpected, if you will. But that would be, that would be awesome. Yeah, and again, I'm not saying, you know, it'd be championship necessarily, but it would certainly be a hell of a lot more interesting. It would certainly be taking a swing, you know, which we've kind of, you know, been frustrated about with our Wizards is, you know, hey, they've done these kind of like going the safe route all the time, draft safely, you know, re-signing Bradley, you know, not starting over. It's the safe stuff, right? But you go out and get yourself a Kevin Durant on this roster. Whew. Yeah, and I know he was beat up, been beat up. You have to trust that he's back healthy and working at it, which I would think, and I would bet he is. Got a lot of pride there. You know, he's going to be fine. You know, again, wasn't a great ending for that season for them. Wasn't, you know, the Celtics and, you know, Kyrie Irving basically after that game one just lost it. I mean, he was a non-factor. You know, KD did have 39, by the way, in their last game. And it was just a season ago that his toe, you know, if his toe's not on the line, they're knocking out the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks. The Brooklyn Nets are knocking the Milwaukee Bucks. So, and they're moving on. There's just, you know, too much talent still there for me, and even though he'll be 34. Still think there's too much talent there to pass up. And, you know, there's a lot of it's not just a marketing thing either. It's, you know, I'm not being Susan O'Malley here. I'm just, it would be better basketball. It would be a better team. It really would. Whether or not they'll pull it off or not, who knows. Probably not. But I would like to see them take a swing at it. Would like to see them take a swing at it. Be pretty cool. And who knows? Maybe they have. Maybe, you know, again, Tommy Shepard's been on the phone with them at this point. Like I said, there was a bit of a report on it a few weeks ago about teams possibly interested and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. You know how the NBA is. It's a very kind of a gossipy league at times. You know, not all of it's completely accurate either, but it would make a lot of sense for a lot of reasons beyond just the basketball part of it. But I mean, from the business standpoint, which, you know, you're naive to think when you look at the Wizards that doesn't matter or shouldn't matter, because it does. I mean, they've really missed some opportunities here in the past, and they could use something like this. There's no question about it. They could definitely use a big splash move like that. And again, you drafted all these young players, and if you don't make a big move, you're basically, you know, going into the season, and it's obviously about Porzingis and it's about Beal, you know, playing together for the very first time, how good they are together. Then obviously Kuzma, what's the next step for him? Can he take the next step with him potentially being the third option? You know, I don't know. You hope he can. He's going into a contract year. You know, Porzingis as well can opt out. So there's a lot of stuff on the line this upcoming season for the Wizards. We're months away from really having to worry about it, but there is certainly a lot of things that have to go right for them to make it a significant jump. I think right now, if all goes well, they're probably, you know, still 5-8 area, best case. You know, that's the best case. Boy, you put Durant on it, you're talking top four, you know, is where you should feel you should be. With, like I said, him, Beal, whatever, we'll figure the rest out. And they're going to still have plenty of players because you'd have to, again, Porzingis would eat up a lot of that trade and then future draft picks as well. But I don't know. I would put it at low odds right now, but, again, the longer this thing drags out, the more interesting it becomes. Because either that means he's staying or other teams that you didn't think about might be able to get involved and talk them into this whole thing. But there's been a lot of silence, radio silence, on both sides of this thing right now. All right, you can always tweet me up at Jackson Sports if you want to hit me there. We will dive into some Commanders stuff coming up at the top of the hour. But what would you give up for KD to DC? I mean, what would you give up for him? Or is it just too late? Is it the ship sailed at this point? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 if you want to jump on board. Love to talk about that. But maybe the ship sailed in your mind, you know, after the embarrassment of the 2016 offseason where they didn't even get a meeting, right? Like they didn't get a meeting. You know, he apparently said he doesn't want to play in his hometown, all that stuff. But again, he doesn't control. There's not a no trade option here in this contract. So, you know, if the Nets moved him here and it was either play here or don't play, I think he'd play. I do think he would play. And I think he'd play very well. I think he would play very well for this franchise if it happened. Now, you know, the fact that last time around, and again, that was, you know, six off seasons ago or whatever, 6 years ago, when he ended up going to the Golden State Warriors, a long time ago, right? So who knows? Maybe, you know, at this point, after a couple frustrating seasons with the Nets, he's ready to jump. I'm not sure. Maybe, though, you know, they've mended fences behind the scenes. That's why it's been so quiet. I'm not sure what is the reason for the silence right now. But we do know this. They're clearly, in Brooklyn's mind, they have not found anything worthwhile to make that trade, to pull the trigger on it. But to me, it would be a no-brainer if you're the Wizards to do it. And if you're the Nets, I mean, there's got to be something intriguing about the fact that you could free up all that kind of cash after this season. Again, when you put in an expiring Porzingis deal with the option, and obviously completely expiring in the case of Kyrie Irving, it might be something worth looking at if you don't think like you can just Band-Aid this thing together for one more year. Because either way, I mean, Irving's free to leave after this season. So either way, if you're the Nets, you got to think about it. About, you know, that the prospect of something like that might not be the worst thing in the world. Plus, you pick up some picks. Maybe you like Rui. Maybe you like Danny. I don't know. Maybe they don't like any of them. But you just take them anyhow, and then you can flip them as well. But that might be the sell job if you're talking to the Nets from the Wizards' perspective. All right, 301-230-0980. Denton, do you think I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. I would love Kevin Durant. The problem is, I don't know if, you know, the Nets seem to want like an immediate all-star.
Yeah, they
don't have one of them.
Well, I mean, Porzingis is good, but he's not an all-star, right?
Yeah, if he's like the focal point of that deal, you know, you're in trouble.
Well, I think the bigger focal point would be, yes, he's there, but you're also getting the expiring contract. You know what I mean?
True.
So like, and the expiring of Kyrie. I mean, that's a lot of money. Next offseason, we've seen the Nets, they overspend all the time.
I mean, if that organization has any brains, though, they would take the largest haul of draft picks they could get and have a fresh new start and do it for both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, because you'd be able to get, I mean, what, probably 5 or 6 first-round picks for Durant and maybe 3 or 4 for Kyrie?
But I would think right now they're not getting that, and that's why they're not doing it, right? Because they have not gotten the haul of draft picks they had thought they might get. Well, and they didn't even think of this. Let's be honest, too, right? They didn't think of this deal at all. This was kind of forced on them. The idea of this was thrown upon them. But maybe they're just holding out for too much at this point, you know, which you got to think. Because there was also a interesting report very early in this process in early July, because we're actually well a month into this now, right? Which was Toronto could be in the mix, and they would send, like, everybody except for Scottie Barnes. And apparently that was one of the sticking points. And the problem, too, with the Raptors is they have all their own first-round picks going forward with only a second-round pick going to the Grizzlies. So, I mean, they'd have to give up a ton of picks, too. But obviously, just like any team that gets Durant, they're probably going to be good, so the picks aren't going to be worth as much. But teams don't seem to care about that.
Well, if I'm Tommy Shepard, I mean, forget the idea of we don't want to mortgage our future. The team can't draft that well here anyway. You're not going to draft a guy that's better than Kevin Durant in the next 4 or 5 years. So pull the trigger while you have Beal on that deal and see if you can lure. Like, I like Monte Morris. I think those three would be a nice little combo there and see if you can get anybody else to come play.
No doubt. I would, again, take my chances with it. And you still would have, you know, you would have Gafford and all at center to play for you. You still have other pieces. You're going to keep some of the rookie or the guys in the rookie contracts still as well that you hope to continue to develop. So, yeah, it's not like you'd be gutting the team at all. I mean, because, again, the Porzingis contract eats up so much of it. It's really probably 2 current players, him and somebody else. Let's just say Rui for the sake of argument, you know, so be it. And then the picks, right? And it's just a matter of what's the haul of picks, right? Is it 3 number ones? Is it, you know, what does it end up being? And that's – but again, you're talking about a guy that's going to be here through 2026 with Bradley at that point. I mean, I don't know. I know there's some risk, obviously, always involved. And, yes, it seems like the Wizards / Bullets have always tended to get guys on the downside. But for this particular player, I think it would be worth it. I think it would be worth taking the shot. But hey, what the hell do I know? Apparently the Nets, again, still in a holding pattern. This might be the time to keep ringing their phone because it is strange. That usually when star player says he wants out, then things happen quickly. But in this particular case, it has not happened all that quickly right now. All right. Coming up, we're going to dive back into some Commander stuff at the top there. Carson Wentz and the offense has a little bit more than a month to get ready. Is that enough time to see some improvement? We'll get into that. Also, what is going on with the Deshaun Watson appeal and how quickly might we know what the big number is? We'll talk about that straight ahead. Scott Jackson with you. In on the Kevin Sheehan Show. It is the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Team 980 Odyssey app, free. Always streaming live on the Odyssey app as well. Kevin's out. Scott Jackson with you. We'll talk with Jeff Kerr, CBS Sports, NFL writer, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Hit the NFC East, some other items around the league, including the Browns, Kareem Hunt story over the weekend. And demanded a trade or asked for a trade and held out, had a hold in team drills, and then I think somebody explained to him the CBA where they could start finding him, and then he was back in practice yesterday, full go. All right, so some interesting offseason items for the Browns for sure. Deshaun Watson's appeal by the NFL and the six-game suspension obviously has been handed over to former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey. There's no specific deadline for him to issue a ruling, but the policy requires it be expedited, so you would like to think that means this week or next, but there's no official date. There's also no requirement in the policy for the CBA for a hearing on the appeal. It's possible, however, the NFL Players Association has asked for a hearing. Whenever Harvey makes the decision, this is in Pro Football Talk today, the question is whether it will be anything other than what the NFL requested. And as pointed out here in this Pro Football Talk story, there is really no reason to believe he'll deviate from what the league has requested unless the plan consists of asking for a full season as a way to make a 12-game suspension seem less harsh. Whatever Harvey does, it's fair to think it'll be exactly what Goodell would have done him so himself. Although Harvey isn't a league employee, he is close to the NFL, he developed the current version of the personal conduct policy adopted in the aftermath of the Ray Rice debacle. Harvey also advised Commissioner in connection with the Ezekiel Elliott case. In that case, Harvey said he believed as Elliott's accuser because of the presence of contemporaneous activities corroborating her claims, photos, injury pictures, and then also things sent in by third parties. The league will ultimately, obviously, have to get this. They already have a six-game suspension, right? They already have the six games in. So bare minimum, Deshaun Watson's at six games. They already have all the evidence and all this stuff is already pulled and handed in to Sue Robinson. So she's already done all the work. And she basically agreed with everything the NFL said, except on the punishment standpoint of the number of games. And she was basing it off of, obviously, past precedent, whereas now, obviously, a new precedent can be set in here. That's why. You know, it I don't think they would have pointed Harvey if he would have done something drastically different than what Roger Goodell wanted to do. But we'll see. And again, this could be, you know, a big – the PA can stomp and scream all they want to be mad. But the bottom line is it is a so it is a piece of the CBA that has been negotiated, has been, you know, part of the collective bargaining agreement. It is in there that allows them to do this. This is the way they go about their business. And so it seems unfair and seems stupid, but again, they signed off on it. So they kind of have to live with it, whatever it ends up being. More to me, the part about this that I can't kind of get past, because I mean, we clearly know that, again, six games is a pretty significant chunk of a 17-game schedule. Obviously, it's 33%, a little bit more at this point. But this is a something where the Browns, to me, they were talking about how they're practicing like business as usual with Deshaun Watson. I would like to think that at some point, and they're going to have to do this, and they should be doing this probably sooner rather than later, which is give Jacoby Brissett more of the work. And, like, just start, you know, gearing him up. Because, again, he's at least got six games. Probably longer. I mean, and, you know, again, if it goes to 12 or the full season, you know, then at that point you're like, hey, Deshaun, you know, you're going to have to be the scout team guy, you would think. But they're saying they have a plan in place. But to me, I would think that Brissett's got to be the guy right now. But that's not really the way they're going about it. And taking a little bit of a different tact, which is a little bit surprising because, again, you know he's out eight or at least six and probably longer than that. You would think that would be priority number one, was just getting him ready as quickly as possible and as many reps as you can get in there. And I know it's still a new team for Watson and he's the future and all this stuff. And he's got this – you paid dearly for him in terms of contract and what you traded for him. But, man, oh, man, I mean, you know, get the guy for the here and now that's going to be your most important player. That seems to be the right thing to do. But maybe they're just waiting it all out with this suspension, whatever the final answer is, to make sure. But he's not going to be there week one or two or three or four or five or six. So get the other guy in. All right, Panthers will be here on Saturday taking on the Commanders. And Matt Rhule called a major decision on any position, you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, until after August 19th preseason game against New England. Says he will not be making that decision. And you would think the more time they wait, the more that is a sign that they want to, you know, clearly give Baker Mayfield as much time to get caught up. He missed a huge portion of this offseason. And we've gone through this since the Baker Mayfield trade to Carolina, which was, man, would the Commanders have been smarter just to, you know, wait out the Baker Mayfield market? It would have been cheaper, you know, in terms of what you had to give up. You know, the problem with Baker Mayfield, as we all know, is he came in a lot later, missed all the offseason with what happened there in Carolina. Same thing would have happened here. You know, the Browns weren't in a hurry to move him. They wanted to get their price. They didn't get it. The Panthers fought to save some cash, which, you know, I don't know ultimately if that should have been their approach, if they really wanted the guy. But anyway, they did that, and now, you know, he's got to speed up, and they got to get everything done. And the other problem with the Baker Mayfield situation compared to, obviously, making the deal for Carson Wentz here with the Commanders is, you know, if Baker blows it up and plays like he did two seasons ago, then you got to quickly, you know, get a contract done. I mean, because there's a guy who's in the last year of his deal. So there's that part of it too, whereas Wentz, you have these extra years that are not guaranteed years in the contract. So if he's terrible, okay, you can just say see ya at the end of the season, which isn't ideal, obviously, because then you're back to square one potentially on quarterback, unless you see something amazing from Sam Howell this off, you know, during this year that makes you feel like he's the guy. And then, you know, otherwise you're out in the market again looking for a quarterback, probably a veteran once again, or drafting, or whatever you're doing. But you don't have that money on the line, you know, but you do have the control of it. If he plays well, hey, we got another year, great. Then the contract doesn't look so terrible. And you can just keep going, obviously, for a few more years with his contract. So that's the idea that this team could have been that patient or waited out Garoppolo, what have you, it's just not realistic. I mean, clearly, had they been – without a quarterback. If they had not made the Wentz deal prior to the draft, more than likely they would have spent earlier in the draft on a quarterback or tried to trade up and make something happen maybe. Or, you know, I guess you could have stayed where you were clearly and you could have taken Little Hands Kenny Pickett because, you know, he went much further down the road after that. Or you could have waited till round two and got one of the other quarterbacks who were still available because it was a real weird year, obviously, for quarterbacks in the draft. But I don't know if they could have been that patient. I mean, I really don't. I mean, clearly they didn't feel that way because they went out and jumped on Wentz when a lot of folks were like, no, wait, he's going to get cut. But they didn't feel like they had the luxury to do so because problem with waiting for him to get cut was he would have had the option, right? Like, he could have picked this spot and, you know, who knows? Maybe now, knowing what he knows, he would have felt comfortable with it, but at that time, he didn't know anything. He had no idea what this place was. So it's easy to say, oh, yeah, I would have considered it now in hindsight, but we have no idea what really would have been driving Carson Wentz's decision. Would he really want to come back to the NFC East? I don't, you know, that's the question that maybe he'll fess up to someday. Like, what would the market have been had he been released? You know, who else would have been in the running would have been interesting. Because to listen to it, you know, there was supposedly another team that was trying to trade for him, but that was never really been revealed who that other team might have been that was in the was interested in kicking the tires on Carson Wentz and why the Commanders felt they had to go ahead and jump on that deal when they did. So that's still the little bit of the mystery, and maybe, you know, I can understand why they were a little uneasy because, I mean, they put everything in the quarterback basket this offseason and say, man, we got to do this, right? We got an upgrade at this position, clearly. We can't go into the season same old with our quarterback situation. We got to do better there. And I think everybody agreed with that. Now, would it have been a more dynamic offseason or a bigger – you know, certainly more positive vibes, more tickets sold for sure if they've been able to pull off the Russell Wilson deal. Heck yeah. Of course it would have been. But, you know, three number ones, apparently Seattle wasn't interested in keeping in the NFC. And then there's also, you know, a feeling that he had no real desire to be dealt here either. Not that that should have mattered, you know, kind of much like the Matt Stafford situation where, you know, he preferred L.A. over anybody, the Rams that is. They also happen to be, you know, Lions happen to be big believers in Jared Goff. And also the package they got from the Rams as well. So, again, who knows what it would have been. But I've got no issues with passing on the waiting out Baker Mayfield. And remember, at the time, the Commanders probably would have wanted to trade for Baker Mayfield. I mean, the price is much higher than what the little bit they got out of him for the Panthers. The Panthers may end up looking really smart here if he is what he was a few seasons ago or was the, you know, shows you glimpses of the guy that was picked number one in the draft. But the problem with Baker potentially could be is, you know, he's coming in late, you know, and he's behind and, you know, it's not the best scenario for him. And he's going to, you know, have chemistry issues right away, not pick up the playbook right away. And then they try to rush him out there. He might look bad. And then, of course, you know, you got to ask yourself, was it really worth it if you're the Panthers to save a few million bucks to play this thing out when you could have had this done on draft day? Because at least if you had it done on draft day, you would have had, you know, most of the OTA days, you know, almost all the OTA days plus your mandatory minicamp. But they didn't. Instead, they decided to save a few million bucks. Super. And now you got a quarterback coming in late that you want to win the battle, but clearly – you're going to have to give him some time to see if he can get up to speed. All right, coming up, we will dive into more from the Commanders' OTAs. Carson Wentz's inaccuracies, a concern or not. Jeff Kerr will join us later in the hour as well to talk about the Hall of Fame weekend, plus some thoughts on the Eagles camp so far. As he's been seeing that up close and personal as well, and get his take on Carson's third time. Is the third time a charm for Carson Wentz? Obviously, we hope so here with the Commanders, but Obviously, there's a lot of skeptics around the league, and obviously some people that have been watching him here in the early days of training camp as well. Scott Jackson with you. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Kevin's out. I'll be back with you on Wednesday here on the Team 980, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.